Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's Zion is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Tzvi ben Rav Yosef, as well as for the safety of the hostages, the safety of the Chayalim, and the safety of all Achinu b'nei Yisrael in Medina Yisrael, and the safety of all Jews everywhere. Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Mem Zion, and we left off at the bottom of Mem Vav Beis at the words Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna. Good morning to Shlomo David, to Avram David, to Tzvika, expecting Dr. Joe and Avram Chaim to walk through the door at any minute. Chanach Chanach Reuven from Harrisburg, David Yoshua, Reb Mordechai, Harav Eliezer, Dov, Avram, Moshe Ben Yitzchak Meir HaKohen, Yisrael Moshe HaKohen. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Omer Rabba, bottom of Mem Vav Beis. Omer Rabba, Omer Rav Huna. So Rabba says in the name of Rav Huna. We'll see, somebody else said that Rav Huna didn't say this, but Rabba's in the name of Rav Huna. Mechor li be'elu. Guy goes over, Reuven goes over to Shimon. He wants to buy his ox. He says, here, I'm going to give you this amount of money. He's holding money in his hands. He has no idea how much it is. Nobody knows how much it is. Here, this is going to be the money. And the guy agrees. Fine, whatever it is. So kana, so the kinyan works. We'll have to see why, just by grabbing the money, it sounds like, even without Mashicha, but the Kenyan works. V'yesh lo alavona. However, the mocher, the mocher, the seller, if he ends up paying less than a sixth of the normal value of an object, so he can claim against him, like, we know that if you charge somebody over too much, a sixth more or a sixth less, so in certain cases you could say that the sale is null and void, or you could demand the extra sixth, depending on the case. So it works. It's like kind of a little contradiction here. On the one hand, it's a good kinyan, but he can claim ona'a. He can claim ona'a if he paid him more than a sixth less of the price, so the mocher can make that claim against the buyer. And now the Gemara explains why this is. Kana afal gav delo mashach, the kinyan works, even though the buyer never did a mashicha on the object. They just paid the money. The buyer paid the money, but the buyer never did a mashicha. So the kinyan works. Why? The kaven delo kapid, since the seller didn't care how much money it was. Kana de ki chalipin dummy. This is kind of like chalipin. The way chalipin works is I give you a handkerchief. You don't care how much the handkerchief is worth. Even the handkerchief is worth less than a pruta, it works. So in this case, you're sort of using the money as chalipin. The Gemara is going to ask in a bit, didn't we learn that money can't do chalipin? The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. So it's like chalipin in the sense that you didn't care about the value. So it works mitam chalipin. However, v'yesh lo alav ona, but you still have the claim about overcharging or underpaying in this case. The mechor li be'elu karmelai, because he said, mechor li, sell it to me with this money. So it also is a sale. So it's part chalipin and part sale. Chalipin, you don't care about the money. Sale, you do care about the money. So the compromise is the kinyan works, but it's like a sale. If you give more than a sixth less of the price, the guy can claim the extra sixth. That's the first opinion.
Is it considered like a deposit?
No, it's not a deposit. Well, depends. If he's got to pay him back the rest of the sixth. He's got to pay him back the rest of the sixth because he said it's a mechira. And a mechira, a sale, is subject to the laws of onah, which means if you underpay by a sixth or overpay by a sixth, each party has a right to collect the other sixth. So, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Huna. So that's Rabba, right? Rav Abba, Amar Rav Huna. So Rav Abba had a different... He heard differently from his Rebbe Rav Huna. Rav Amar Rav Huna, no, I disagree. Mechor li be'elu kana ve'ein lo alav ona. No, it's a good kinyan, but it's such a good kinyan that there is no claim of Ona'ah. And it's actually a machlokas, Harishonim had a paskin. The Rush writes, it's a suffix, we don't know who the paskin like, and therefore, leave the money, don't collect the extra six, you gotta leave it there. And the Rambam passes like Rabbah, that you can collect the extra sixth, and the Rif implies that way as well. Says the Gemara, Pshita, it is obvious what we said before, Damim ve'ein makbid aleihem, the guy pays money and the mocher doesn't care how much money it is, ha'kamrina dekani. We just said that works. Why is that? De'kichalipin damu. Because that is like a kinyan chalipin, meaning he didn't care about the value. He just wants an object, something. So I gave him the money. So the kinyan works because it's like chalipin. However, what about regular chalipin? Regular chalipin, which let's say we're exchanging two objects. Regular chalipin, this case is like chalipin, and that's why it works. But what about regular chalipin? And this machlok as we've shown, does this mean chalipe sudr or chalipe shava b'shava? What's he talking about? But let's first read it. Chalipin umakbid aleihem. But the guy clearly cares about the money. So my, what would be the halacha in that case? And again, so Rashi explains that we're talking about where you give him, like, let's say I want to exchange my cow for your ox. I want to exchange my cow for your ox. But you're not doing it chalipe shava b'shava. Rashi says, no matter case, so let's say you want to use the cow as the handkerchief. So you want to use the cow as the handkerchief. So I'm exchanging my cow. I'm going to get the cow back. Now, again, let's remember, when you do kinyan sudr, one of the big differences between, there's two types of chalipin. Let's remember. There's two types of chalipin. There's kinyan sudr. I can acquire something just for the handkerchief. I get the handkerchief back. It's like a symbolic act. I give you the hanky, I get it back. But it's symbolically, I'm giving it to you, and then I get your house. You want to give me the house as a gift? I could acquire it with a sudr. I could just acquire it with a handkerchief. So that's called kinyan sudr. That's one type of chalipin. Then there's another type of chalipin, which is called shava b'shava, right? I want your ox. I want to exchange my cow for your ox.
That's barter.
Or my barter, right. So barter. So that's a different type. So there, I'm not getting it back. I want to give you one thing, and you give it back to me. So there's a machlokas that we showed him which case of chalipin he's talking about. So Rashi says, we're talking about where I want to give you my ox for your cow, but I'm going to get the ox back. I'm just using the ox as the handkerchief. That's Rashi. However, the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban says, no, we're talking about I'm not going to get the ox back. I want to give my ox for your cow. But in both cases, whether you say like Rashi or you say like the Ramban, I care about the value. So the question is, chalipin, umakbid aleihem, my, what's the halacha? Do you automatically acquire the cow when I give you the ox? Or no, I got to wait till I get it back. So machlokas, Rashi, and the Ramban, what the case is. But either way, the question is, do you acquire the other object with the mishich of the first one? So if I'm exchanging my cow for your ox, and you grab my cow, do I automatically own the ox right away when you grab the cow or not? That's the question. By chalipin, my, Amar Avada Barava, Toshma, come and hear a proof. A guy was holding on to his cow and he's standing in the marketplace. And his friend comes over to him and says, Parascha Lama, why did you bring your cow to the marketplace? And the guy answers, because I need a donkey. And I'd like to exchange my cow for a donkey. So the other guy says, oh, Yeshli Chamor Shani Nosin Lach. So I have a donkey that I'm willing to give you for that cow. Parascha bekama, how much do you want to sell the cow for? Bekach bekach, $1,000. Chamorcha bekama, how much are you willing to sell your donkey for? Bekach bekach, also $1,000. Oh, we got a deal. Mashach bala chamor es hapara. If the owner of the donkey does meshicha to the cow, v'lo hispik balapar limshech esachamor ad shemeisachamor. See, here what happens, the owner of the donkey does meshicha to the cow. And the owner of the cow is ready to do meshicha to the donkey. Before he can touch it, it dies. So who loses? That's the question. I did meshicha on my part of the deal, but you didn't do meshicha on the donkey. V'lo hispik balapar limshech esachamor ad shemeisachamor. Lo kana balachamor. Es ha-para. The deal is off. The deal is off. Just because you did Mashiach on the para, the deal is off. Since I didn't get my half of the deal, I didn't get the chamor. The chamor died before I had a chance to get that. If I would have done Mashiach on the chamor, I would have died 5 minutes later, then I would have lost. But since I didn't yet acquire the payment for the cow, the donkey is the payment for the cow. You never got the payment. Says the Gemara, lo kana ba chamor para. Shma mina. What do we see from here? Chalipin umakbid aleihem lo kana. So the raya is, even by a case of chalipin, if I cared about the money, I asked you, how much is the money worth? I wasn't just willing to stomp, flip the cow for the donkey. I asked you, oh, it's both worth $1,000. Since I cared about the money, so I don't want this working just like a regular chalipin, and I care that it has to be worth the value. So therefore, we see from here, chalipin, even by case of chalipin, if I care about the money, umakbilem, lo kana. Oh.
So the implication of it is, if I didn't ask for the value, then you would have been.
Yes. If I would not ask for the value, then the halach is, that's the way chalipe shava b'shava works. Once I grab the thing, you own the other thing right away. Exactly. Says the Gemara. Now the Gemara doesn't like this. So this was Rav Ada Bar Abba. This was Rav Ada Bar Abba's way of answering the question. Omar Rava. So Rava thinks this is ridiculous. Again, he had a brisa. The brisa said what it said. Omar Rava. Atu chalipin b'shuftini askinan. Do you think when people exchange things, a cow for an ox, people are idiots, people are fools, and I'm willing to give you a $1,000 ox for a $100 cow? Like if it wasn't worth the same amount of time, are we dealing with fools? The low copter, the people don't care to know how much money it's worth? It's not true. Ella. Kol chalipin mikbid kapten. Vikana. All chalipe shava b'shava, when I'm doing barter, all cases of barter, people care about the money, and nevertheless, even though people care about it, it works. And therefore, just because he asked for the money, don't tell me it doesn't work over here. Here was a different case. This price, it must have been a different case. The hakam am I asking on, what's the case over here? The amar le, chamor bipara utle. No, the guy said, I want to exchange my donkey for your cow and your sheep. My donkey for your cow and the sheep. And he did Mashiach to the cow, but he hadn't yet done Mashiach to the sheep. That's the case. That's the case where it's not going to work. But if I just exchange my cow for a chamor, so it works. Even if the values are not exactly the right amount, and I'm willing to do it. You have to do Mashiach on both items in order. If I say I'm exchanging my donkey for your cow and sheep, so just because I did Mashiach on the cow, that's not enough. I got to do Mashiach. But once I do Mashiach on the cow and the sheep, regardless of the value, you acquire it regardless of the value. So asking for the price is not the distinction.
Is Mashiach necessarily a physical holding, or could it be bringing it into my rishus, let's say on my truck, put it on my truck without
actually? Anytime you make it move, as long as you make it move, even if you just yell at it and it starts running, that's good enough also. Yeah. Amar mar. Let's go back to what Avuna said earlier. Mechor li be'elu. Sell me your ox for this money. And the guy doesn't ask you. Kana. V'yeshlo alav ona. That's what we said for Avuna. That it's a kinyan, but there's ona. But wait a second. How does the kinyan work? Chalipin. But this is money. Sorry, I didn't wish Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen good morning before. Apologize. Yitzchak Isaac HaKohen, good to see you. And you saw Moshe. Good to see you. So, Lema Savar Avuna Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Sounds like the way that I gave you a bucket load of money. You didn't check it out. And we said, as soon as you get the money right away, I already acquire the object. It's kana, even without doing Mashiach. Why? Money's working as Chalipin? Wait a second. We just had a whole daf yesterday that discussed, can money work with Chalipin or not? We said money can't be Chalipin. Lema Savar Avuna Matbea Nasa Chalipin. Are we saying the Ravuna holds that coins can be used as chalipin? Says the Gemara, lo, no. That's not what's going on. Rav Huna did not mean that the money is working as a kinyan chalipin. He means that the money is working as a kinyan kesef. Aye, kesef. I thought money doesn't acquire, you need chalipin. Rav Huna savar like Rabbi Yochanan, d'amar d'var Torah b'os kamos. Rabbi Huna really holds like Rabbi Yochanan says that midoraisa, we're going to learn about this today, midoraisa, money can accomplish a kinyan. So let's say I want to buy your iPhone. I give you money for the iPhone. You're willing to sell. I haven't yet taken it. And then it breaks. Rav Yochanan holds me, Doraisa, I own the iPhone. Money by itself, even without Mashiach, should be kona. Why did the rabbi say that money is not kona? Just Mashiach is kona. We're afraid maybe the seller will sell wheat to the buyer, and the buyer will pay money for it. And then a fire will go into his storehouse, and the seller is going to say, I'm not going to really put out the fire because it's not my wheat anyway. I already got the money for it, so the person's not going to go out of his way to protect it. So the rabbis were writing, Zeru Shem Yom Zivrei Aliyah. Milsa, and like we saw in yesterday, or 2 days ago, Milsa de Shechicha Gazer Barabanan. A frequent kind of a case to the rabbis where goes that you need Mashiach. Milsa de Lo Shechicha, but something like this case, which is so unusual, for a guy to sell something for a briefcase filled with money and not care how much it is, it's such a strange kind of a case that we revert to the din d'oraisa that money acquires by itself. Milsa de shchicha gazer barabanan. Milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer barabanan. Amalei mar huda berei d'rav nachman l'rav ashi. Atun hachi masni sula. You understood Rav Huna in this way. However, anan hachi masni nala. You taught Rav Huna in the way you taught him, and you weren't sure what he meant, and therefore you had to re-understand what he meant. But Anan, when we had a tradition of what Rav Huna said, Hachi Masnin Lo, we learned Rav Huna as follows. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Ein Matbeya Nasech Halipin. So we actually had earlier on Daf Memvav that Rav Huna was one of those opinions that said that a coin cannot do Halipin. Well, if we know that Rav Huna says a coin can't do Halipin, so how in the world does it work in this case where you just give him a bucket load of money? Must be that it's working b'toras money, and this is an exception to the rule, like Rabbi Yochanan, that ma'os konos. Rabbi Yochanan said the rabbis instituted that money should not acquire, but that's only by a frequent case. By an infrequent case, we revert to the din d'oraisa that money acquires by itself. Oh, let's continue now. We're going to go back and talk a little bit about kinyan sudur, the other kind of chalipin, not the barter, but acquiring something with a handkerchief. And again, in our regular daily life, I'm going to keep on repeating this so that we understand that basically there's three times that you will see kinyan sudur usually. When you go sell your chametz to the rabbi, so the rabbi's going to ask you to pick up the rabbi's watch or the rabbi's pennies. The rabbi's going to ask you to pick it up when you sell your chametz. Why? So a lot of people get confused with that. You think that you're actually giving the rabbi over your chametz, but you're not giving the rabbi over your chametz. Now, if it's a kid, what you're doing is you're just, since it's such a big deal, you might have thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars, you're appointing him as a shliach. You're just appointing the rabbi as a shliach to sell your chametz for you. So that's why he's going to ask you to do a kinyan sudur. That shows that you're really serious about something. But you could also buy anything with a kinyan sudur. Let's say I want to buy Rabbi Brazil's house, or I want to buy his table, or his chairs, or anything. I could just give him a handkerchief, and I own the chairs, and then he gives me back the handkerchief, gives it back to me. And that's called a kinyan sudur. So the Gemara wants to know, whose handkerchief do we use? If I want to buy Rabbi Brazil's dining room chairs, I give him a handkerchief. Do I use my handkerchief, or does he give me his handkerchief? And through the handkerchief, I acquired the chairs also. Almost like agav, the Gemara is going to say. Let's see. Bamei Konin, whose handkerchief do you use? And we explain, right, that kinyan sudur is different than every other kinyan, in that most kinyanim, almost all kinyanim, either work for movable objects or they work for real estate. A handkerchief is unique in that it works both for metalin, both for movable objects, and for karka. Says the Gemara, Bamei Konin, whose hanky? Rav Amar b'Kelo Shel Kona. Rav said we use the buyer's hanky, and that's the way we pass him. Denichale lekona delehavi makne kona kihechet deligmar beliknele. Right, I want to give you my hanky, and you'll be willing to give me. I gave you my hanky, you'll give me your house. V'levi Amar b'Kelo Shel Makne. Levi says the seller give or the giver gives the one giving the gift. The seller gives the hanky to the buyer. Come on, we'll explain later on why that is. Amar le Rav Huna mi discarta le Rava. Rav Huna from the town of discarta said to Rava, Ula Levi damar bekel shall makne. Levi who says that you use the handkerchief of the seller. Hakakani ara agav glima. So the guy's giving me a handkerchief and the house is coming along with the handkerchief. Vimkein havale nechasim sheish lo nachayis niknim nechasim sheish lo machrayis. When we learn the laws of Kinyan Agav and Kiddushin, Metaltalin goes along with Karka. Karka doesn't go along with Metaltalin. If he's giving me his hanky, it's like he's giving me his house along with his hanky. It's the wrong direction. Karka don't go Agav Metaltalin. Says Mark, this is not Agav. Get off your Agav horse. Amale Ihavale Hacha. So Rava said to Rav Huna. This is Rav Huna from Discarta asked Rava this question. Amar Lei. So Rava said to Rav Huna, Ihave Levi Hacha. If Levi, who was the author of the opinion that said Kael Shemakim, if he was here listening to this question that you asked against him, this ridiculous, asinine question that you just asked, Amar Lei, Ihave Levi Hacha. If Levi would be here, Have Mapik La'apach Pulte Denura, he would. Literally, the words mean he would cause to bring out in front of you sparks of fire. Meaning, he would put you in cherem because of the fact that you suspected him of saying something so stupid. So says Rashi. He would. How could you ask this question against him? Mi savris glima maknile. You mean to tell me that the seller is giving the buyer his house because he's giving him a handkerchief? No. He hanah to come a kadol mine from the hanah that he's willing to accept the handkerchief from him. Gomar va'aknile. So in exchange for the hanah that you're willing to accept my handkerchief from you, I'm willing to give you the house. So it's not agav. It's commensurate for the hano that I get that you're willing to accept this from me. It says the Gemara Kitanoi, the machlokas Rav and Levi about whether you use the handkerchief of the buyer or the handkerchief of the seller is a machlokas tanoi. As the pasuk says in Rus, that's the whole source for chalipin. Vizos lefanim biYisrael al hagula b'al atmura l'kayim kol davar shalaf ishna alov v'nasan l'reyehu. Boaz needed to acquire a field from Ploni Almoni, from the Goel. And he used his shoe. Oh, whose shoe? Geula Zumechira. So it works for a sale. Lechenu Omer, Lo Yigael. Timura Zuchalipin. Shavu B'Shavu. So the first one is Chalipe Sudar. Right? A sale with Chalipe Sudar. Timura Zuchalipin, which is barter, exchange. Who gives who the shoe? Tanakama says, Boaz the buyer, Nasan the Goel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Goel the seller, Nasan the Boaz. So you see here the machlokas, Rabbi Levi, is a machlokas. Tanaim. Zokti Gemara. Tana. Nu halacha about chalipin. Handkerchief. Konin b'kli apishemo shava pruta. The handkerchief that you're using to do chalipin can even be less than a pruta. Amar v'nachman lo shami elu b'kli. That's only if you're using a vessel. Avol b'peiri lo. And Rav Sheshes Amar afilu b'peiris. You could only do chalipin with a kli. Rav Nachman says, but with food you can't do chalipin. Rav Sheshes says, why not? You could even do chalipin with food. My time of the Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman say you have to use a kli but not food? And by the way, that would mean an animal not good either. Animals called food. So you can't do that according to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes would say yes. My time at the Rav Nachman that a food cannot be used as kli. But Amakra, na'alo. Na'al in midiachrina lo. A na'al is a kli. Well, my time at the Rav Sheshes, Amakra, l'kayin kol davar. You could use anything.
Rav Nachman, Nami Yoksiv, Lekayim Kol Dabar, says the Gemara, Hahu Lekayim Kol Dabar, Diniknin Biminol. It means anything could be acquired, not that you can use anything to acquire, but that a shoe can acquire anything. Rav Sheshis Nami Yoksiv Nalo, Rav Sheshis Man Nalo Dabar Mesuyam, now just means something complete. Af Kol Dabar Mesuyam, like a complete apple or a complete orange. Lafuki Chatzi Rimon, Vachatzi Ego is the low. Amar Rav Sheshis Bereid Rav Idi, Keman Kasvina Ha'idna. Oh, Rav Sheshis, the son of Rav Idi, said, according to whose opinion do we nowadays write in documents that testify about a Kenyan Sudah, like a Ksuba, right? The rabbi sells chametz, the chasan is Mekabel Kenyan of the Ksuba, and the parents are Mekabel Kenyan of the Tanayim. So why do we write, B'mana D'kosher L'miknebe, a kli, a vessel that's kosher to be used? Bimane, that's like a kli. Lafuki mid the Rav Sheshis, Damar Konin Bepeiros. De Kosher, Lafuki mid the Shmuel, Damar Konin Be Miroka. A vessel made out of animal feces. That's not a legit kli. Lemikne, Lafuki mid the Levi, comes to exclude Damar Bekalev Shalmakne, Kamashman Lemiknia, Velo Lekinuye. The language of Lemiknia means that the buyer is giving it. Bay? What do you use for the word bay? Rav Papa Omar, Lemute Matbea, comes to exclude a coin. Rav Zidi Tim Rav Ashi Omar, Lemute Isuri Hanah. So it's Asur Bahanah, you cannot use, even Chalipin, interesting. Even though you could do Chalipin with something worth less than a pruta, but it's got to be worth something. But Isuri Hanah is mamish like worthless. So therefore, you can't use it. Ikadamri, some say, Bey, Amr of Papa, Lemute Matbea. De Kosher, Amr of Zvid, Vitim Rav Ashi, Lemute Yisuri Hana. Abel Morika, but a vessel made out of animal feces, Lo Itzrich. You don't need a pasuk for that. That's obviously not considered to be a chash of a kli, to be used for Khalip. Says the Gemara, Asimon Kones Amatbea. So we said in the Mishnah, a slug. Asimon is a slug. Not a crawling slug, a silver slug. Just a plain piece of silver without any picture on it. So it's not a coin. It's just a silver slug. Asimon kones amatbeya, but amatbeya is not kones asimon. My asimon and rav, mos hanitanus besimilah beis amerchatz. Money given as a symbol that you paid for the bathhouse. Says the Gemara. What? Can't be that. Meisvei, I'll ask you a question. Ein mechalin meiser sheni al asimon. You're not allowed to transfer the kedusha of meiser sheni on a silver slug. Velo almos, and it tells you the base merits. And also not on the money that's given as a simon to the base merits. That's more obviously. Asimon is not the money that's given as a simon to the base merits. Michal, the asimon, lav mos, and it tells you the base merits. Says the Gemara, b'chitem, if you'll try to tell me perushik and mefarish, it's explaining what it is. But hello, Tani Achim, I'll show you befarish that's not true. Mechalin meiser sheni al asimon. Divir Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says you're allowed to transfer Maisa Sheni on these silver slugs. You're not allowed to use silver slugs. Vishavim, but they both agree, She'ein Mechalin, the symbolic kind of money used to pay the bathhouse, everyone agrees you cannot, it's not legal tender. You cannot transfer Maisa Sheni money on that. So you see there are two different things. So what are they? So El Amar Rabbi Yochum, so what is Asimon? My Asimon Pulsa, a silver slug. A just piece of silver which does not have the form of a coin on it. It's like a coin before you make it into a coin. So as the Rabbi Yochan Latame, and Rabbi Yochan is going to his own reasoning elsewhere. He's going to his own reasoning elsewhere. That an asimon is not called money. Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Dosa, Rabbi Shmuel, and Medav Rechad. Rabbi Yochan said, Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel said similar things. Rabbi Dosa Hada Amaron. Rabbi Dosa is what we just said before, that Rabbi Dosa holds you are allowed to transfer the Kedusha from, you are allowed to transfer the Kedusha from Maiser Sheni onto a silver slug. And Rabbi Yochan said that Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. Rabbi Shmuel, Mahi, what's Rabbi Shmuel? Decided to went into the Braisa. V'tzarta ha-kesef b'yadcha l'rabos kol davar ha-nitzrar b'yad. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, anything could be used, anything that you hold in your hand. Even stuff that's not money, silver slug, Rabbi Shmuel, like Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Kiba Omer, no, the rabbis called the Vashish Lot Tzura. No, you dafka need money. So we see from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Shmuel is the same as Rabbi Dosa holds that what does Asimon mean? It means a silver slug, as he explained in our Sugya. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, Ketzad. But if you give money, right? The regular case. I want to buy Robert Brazil's coat. So if I do Mashiach on the coat, I'm Kona. I owe you the money. But if I just give you the money and I haven't yet done Mashiach on the coat, I don't own the coat. I don't own the coat. But you get a Misha Para. If I gave you money and I change my mind, so you're allowed to back out. Bezdin won't give you the coat, but you get it. Like you have a Misha Berach means give you a blessing. If you pay money for something and then you back out of the deal, you get a Misha Para. That's the opposite of a Misha Berach. You get a curse because you said you're going to buy it. You gave him the money, so now you're backing out. You get a curse. Ah, says the Gemara. Here we have it. Here's the source in all of Shas. This is a major Shas topic. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Devar Torah Ma'os Konos. Rabbi Yochanan says, really midoraisa, money should work. Three opinions in Rishonim, what Rabbi Yochanan sources, how does he know? That Ma'os Konos. It's late, so we're not going to go into that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Devar Torah Ma'os Konos. Midoraisa, money works. Why did the rabbis say no? We're going to roll back the law that Hashem said money works, but the rabbis are going to say no, money does work. You have to do Mashiach on the coat. Maybe he's going to take the money and he hasn't given you the wheat yet. It's still in his attic. And a fire is going to come. He's not going to put out the fire. It's not my wheat anyway. So in order to avoid that problem, the rabbi said that the buyer does not acquire it until he does Mashiach. Says Gemara, Sof. Isn't the guy who set the fire going to have to pay for it anyway? Says Gemara, yeah, you're right. Alexei Hashem etipot leka ba'onis. Maybe a fire will happen by accident, and you're not going to put it out. If the wheat would already belong to the buyer, I'm sorry, if we keep the wheat in the possession of the seller, like the rabbi said, so you'll be mosa nefesh to save the wheat. But if the wheat already belongs to the buyer, lo mosa nefesh tarucha matzil, you're not going to really put an effort in putting out the fire. Reish Lakish Amar Mishicha Mufresh is Menat Torah. Reish Lakish disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish holds Mishicha is a din doraisa. Dover hanikne miyad liyad. My time of the Reish Lakish. Amar Kro, Pasuk says, V'chisim krumim kar la misecha. O kano miyad misecha. If I sell something to my friend or I purchase something from my friend, al tonu ishes achiv. Do not overcharge the person or do not pay too little. Dovar hanikna miyad liyad. It says okonom miyad amisecha. Dovar hanikna miyad liyad. That means mishicha. Mishicha, I take it from your hand and I grab it into my hand. That's mishicha. Rabbi Yochanan Amar miyad lemeute karka. Miyad comes to exclude karka. The less pay, oh no. The reason why it says miyad in the pasuk is to teach me that there is no din of overcharging when it comes to real estate. Real estate, you can charge as much as you want. There's no din of ona'a. The Reish Lakish, how does he know that? Imkein lichtov kra v'chisim krum kra miyad amisecha al tonu. O kano lama lishmami na limashicha. So you learn two things. So one, it excludes karka. Has no ona'a, but o kano teaches me that you need mishicha by metaltalin. Says Gemara v'Rabbi Yochanan, o kano ma'olei. What does he learn from o kano? Miboy lei lichim desani. He needs it for the following. Mimkar al Toni. I only know if the buyer, if the seller overcharged, that there is ona. Nisana mocher minayin. How do you know if the buyer underbought? He bought for too little. That's also ona. Tamalomar o kano al tonu. Even the buyer should not underpay. The Reish Lakish, Tatagon Rene, Reish Lakish learns both things out from Okano. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the Gemara is not going to ask from the words of Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah against Reish Lakish. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Right, Rabbi Shimon has a strange shita, right? Tanakama says, if I pay Rabbi Brazil for his coat, I give him the money. So if I do Mashiach on the coat, then I own the coat. But if I haven't done Mashiach on the coat, I gave him the money. I don't own the coat, but I get a Misha Parah if I pay money. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shakesef Biyado, once I gave the money to Rabbi Brazil, he can back out, but I cannot back out. Tanakama says, I can back out. I just gave you the money. I didn't do Mashiach. Rabbi Shimon says, no. If you have the money, only you can back out, but I can no longer back out. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Shakesef Biyado, Yado Al Hel Yonah. Mocher, who the Matzi Hadabay, the seller can back out when he has the money and the coat. Lokech, lo Matzi Hadabay. But Rabbi Shimon holds the buyer can only back out. Says, well, wait a second. Yeah, I'm a Mishlam Mos, Konos. If you tell me, like Rabbi Yochanan, that the money could acquire it. So then, Mishlam Hachi, Mocher, Matzi Hadabay, Lokech, lo Matzi Hadabay. I already gave the money. I understand why the Chachamim said that the seller could back out. Because it's enough saying that he's going to make sure to go save the wheat that's in the attic. Ela'i Amris, however, if we say Reish Lakish, most ain't on Konos, if you say money does not acquire anything, so lokech nami lehed debate. If my money does not acquire anything, so how come I can't back out? Answer the Gemara, Amalach Reish Lakish, you're right. Reish Lakish will answer you, I'll leave with the Rabbi Shimon Lokamina. I agree. In Rabbi Shimon, clearly Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Ki karmina alu b'de Rabbanan. When I said that money does not acquire, I meant within the opinion of Chachamim, who say that both of them could back out. It says Gemara, Fishlama, L'Reish Lakish, Hayinu d'Ikabein Rabbi Shimon L'Rabbanan. So according to Reish Lakish, we understand the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbanan. Rabbi Shimon holds Mos are Kone. Rabbanan holds Mos is not Kone. El Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you hold money, Mos really are Konos, but it's just a din de Rabbanan, that Mashiach is Kona. So what's the root of the dispute? What are they arguing about? Says the Gemara, Ikabinah Rav Chista. They're arguing about the din of Rav Chista. Whether or not Mashiach, the Takana Durabanan of Mashiach was said according to the words of Rav Chista. The Amar Rav Chista, what did Rav Chista say? Kederech shetikna Mashiach ben Mochrin. Just like there's a din of Mashiach by a seller. Kach tikna Mashiach ben Lekuchos. Just like the Chacham instituted that the seller can back out before the buyer did Mashiach, so that the mocher will make sure to protect the merchandise. So too the rabbis instituted the same thing, that the buyer can also back out. Because if the buyer can back out, so the seller will certainly make sure to watch over that wheat if a fire happens, because he knows the buyer can back out. So it's an additional takana that the buyer can back out, because if the seller knows the buyer can back out of the deal, if he has the money, you bet he's going to go protect that stuff. Because if the guy ends up, because what will happen? The fire holding a burn down, then the guy buyer will back out, and then the seller will be out the money. Rabbi Shimon less the Rabbi Chista. So Rabbi Shimon disagrees with Rabbi Chista, and therefore only the seller can back out. Rabbanan is still Rabbi Chista, and Rabbanan say they agree with Rabbi Chista since they can both back out. The rabbis needed to allow both of them to back out in order to protect the wheat. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Aval Omru, but the rabbi said, Misha Par Midar Amabel, who wasn't the Par Misha and Omru B'dibur. That if you back out, if the buyer backs out, he's going to get a Misha Par. Yamas Bishlama Mos Konos, Misha Mach Kai Baval. If you say that money really acquires, so then you're an idiot for backing out. El Iyamas Mos Ainan Konos Amai Kai Baval. Why, if most aren't really Kona, so why did the rabbis give you a Misha Parah for backing out? Says the Gemara, no, Mishum Devarim. But you gave your word. Your word was, even though you didn't acquire, but you gave your word. Says the Gemara, Devarim Mikoy Ba'al. Really? When you violate your word, you get cursed? But Tani really isn't a Braisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ava Misha Amru, Talis Kona Dinar Zav, Ve'ein Dinar Zav, Kona Talis, Mikomakom, Kach Halacha. That's the Halacha. Aval Amru Misha Par Manchdar Mabu Manchdar Flago Manchdar Stove Amora Umi Mitzrayim Bayom Who Asli Par Misha Inomu Bidiburo. And furthermore, v'hanosei v'nosin bidvarim, if they just had discussions about selling it, lo kana v'achozabo ein rucham noche medo. And if you back out, so the rabbis are not happy with you, but there's no mishapara. V'amar Rava, anu ein lanu ella ein rucham noche medo. So you see here that you've just had discussions about selling it. You don't get a mishapara, just the rabbis aren't happy with you. Says Gemara, there's obvious difference. Dvarim v'ikabadai most. If you talked about buying something and you already put money down on the table, then you get cursed. However, dvarim v'ikabadai, if you just talked about buying and selling something, you didn't actually give the money. So then, lo koi ba'avol, you don't get cursed. But the rabbis are just not happy with you if you just agreed to buy something, but you didn't put down any money on it yet. So then, the rabbis aren't happy with you, but you don't get a curse. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.